you know, guys there too, watching out for the little kids, you know, and it was just a great, great way to grow up. And went to church at a little place called Brushy Free Will Baptist, and you know, that was a great experience, you know, seeing that and being involved in that little church. There was such great singing, you know, the music was so good, and of course it was, you know, it was loud preaching. You know, I always thought God was hard of hearing, I guess, because they preach so hard and so loud, you know, but it was a very, very spiritual, very emotional way to grow up. You know, there was a very high-spirited, you know, intense preaching and praying for people and seeing, you know, seeing the power of God at a young age, you know, and wondering, you know, well, how does music fit in all this, you know? And then having these old these old preachers would come up and almost like prophesy over me, you know, let's say,
I see you, young man, and God's going to use you when you get 20 years old, when you get to be,
you know, and they would give me these, it's like a, you know, now it's like a word of knowledge, you know, but it was almost like they were prophesying what they saw for my future, you know, and that, you know, of course, when you're young like that, it doesn't, you know, maybe doesn't mean a lot to you because your mind doesn't comprehend it, but your spirit has no age. I mean, it's as old now as it'll ever be. It's as young now as it'll ever be. And so I feel like that my spirit grabbed hold of this stuff, you know, and almost agreed with it, you know, and said, yeah, this is going to happen. This is what's happening, you know, 20 years from now, you know. And so I've lived to see a lot of those things come to pass.
I am going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I am going where no troubles ever come. Won't you meet me there, my Father, in that